The thing about the countryside is you can spread. You know, when there's newspapers and jam jars coming out of your ears, you just put them in the porch. And when the porch is full, you just put them in the shed. And when the shed is full, you just build another one. And before you know it, you've got your own sort of personal village full of rubbish. And Charlie won't throw anything away. And Mum doesn't move, so it's only going to get worse. And what really annoys me is when they die, which I don't want to hurry up or anything, and I'm not saying it's going to happen soon, but, you know, when they do, it'll be Muggins sorting out all the jam jars because Mum didn't take the precaution of having any other children, which I think was very selfish.
The train is packed, Howard. I mean, I've trodden on faces to get a seat. We're somewhere between Knightsbridge and South Kensington. There's this just incredible smell of sweat. You know, not stale sweat, excited summer sweat. Suddenly, there's this guy lurching towards me through the pack, and he is crazy. There are no questions about this. The man is gone, and he has singled out me. No one else will do. He shoves aside the last remaining body and looms over me, hanging from the strap, swaying like a side of beef. I mean, he's enormous.
I'm trying to remember if there was a time when I didn't feel like this. But I can't. Well, there wasn't. Perhaps I was robbed when I was born, or cursed at the christening, like in Sleeping Beauty, where the bad fairy turns up late. I cursed this baby, just a bit. She won't die. But she will live a long and fruitless life.
You've not changed, Barry. You'll never change. We won't have nothing. Same as always, nothing. We was going to live here, and I was going to be a stay-at-home mum. Instead, there's nothing but stress. Trying to make ends meet. Why do you think I can't get pregnant? Because there's nothing wrong with me or you, is there?